All right. Thank you very much, sir. I think, I can't say for sure, I think Guy Gordon himself is going through some withdrawals. He is hovering by his radio show right now. He is going through withdrawals. You're going to be just fine. Go do what you got to do, Guy, and we'll chat soon. Have a little blast here at Top Golf in Auburn Hills for the March of Dimes Giving Tuesday event. It's going very, very well. Thank you very much. Right now, we get back to business. That proposed collaboration between the Illich family and Mr. Stephen Ross to develop 10 buildings around downtown Detroit as $1.5 billion effort is set for its first public meeting tonight. Let's talk about it, shall we, with the fine WJR senior news analyst, this time around, Lloyd Action Jackson. Lloyd, how are you?
Hey, Steve, how are you? Yeah, there is a meeting tonight. That meeting is at Cass Tech High School, and it is not a school board meeting. No, it's a public meeting about that proposed collaboration between the Illich family and developer Stephen Ross to build or rebuild some 10 buildings in and around Detroit. In the downtown area, it's going to cost about $1.5 billion when it's all said and done. The public meetings are required if any large development in Detroit is looking to get a tax break or any other type of incentive. Now, the Illich Ross project is looking for a commercial property tax freeze as well as a freeze on residential property taxes. That would need approval of Detroit City Council. Also, transformational brownfield subsidies that would redirect future state-level taxes generated by the developments back to the developers. There is an expectation that participants in the meeting will let the Illich family know tonight about their feelings of the slow pace of the development that was proposed and promised around Little Caesars Arena. Critics, though, may be silenced if this proposed collaboration to build or rehab these 10 buildings actually comes to fruition. Illich and Ross companies have teamed up before for development. The Detroit City for Innovation Studies, which is a $250 million academic research campus downtown, that's going to be breaking ground next year. That's a development that both are into, and Ross has donated $100 million to that development, and the state has chipped in another $100 million, which is in the current state budget. Now, tonight's public meeting at 6 p.m. at Cass Tech is the first of two public meetings about the building or redevelopment of those 10 buildings in and around downtown Detroit. There will be at least six other public meetings, Steve Courtney, in the future.
All right. We appreciate it. Lloyd, let me just ask you this. I know, and you alluded to it in your report, that there has been some discussion about how long it's taken to get to this point. Is there a thought that with the first meeting tonight, as you mentioned at Cass Tech, that it's going to go relatively smooth, that people are going to say, okay, well, at least it's being done now? Does that seem to be the consensus?
Well, I think that will be the consensus, and I think people will say that, but people are going to, I think, voice their feelings about the pace of it, you know, and I think they're going to talk about that. And I think once things start going and you start seeing the building, the cranes up, the workers out there, I think that'll slow down. But in the meantime, you know, people have been waiting for a long time. They've been promised this, you know, with the building of Little Caesars Arena, that this was going to be part of that. And so they're going to voice their opinions, I'm pretty sure, tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, Lloyd, as always, my friend.